When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجائي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكَ أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي طَلَبَ ثَارِكَ مَعَ إِمَامٍ مَنْصُورٍ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ. We ask Allah, who venerated your station, who ennobled your station, and honored me through you, وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكَ أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي طَلَبَ ثَارِكَ, to grant me the opportunity, to give me the succor, to avenge for the blood of Hussein with a supported leader from the progeny of Muhammad. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his progeny. So, about this part, we said that when we recite Ziyaratul Ashura on a daily basis, and it is recommended for the believers to constantly recite this ziyara, one of the advantages of reciting this ziyara daily is that it enables the soul of the human beings to be ready, and it facilitates murabita, and it leads to adhering to the imam of the time during his absence. Now, we said in the previous episode that adhering to the awaited imam alludes to the awaiter's state of preparation and steadfastness. That's why the verse of the Holy Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who have faith, اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا. Be patient, stand firm, and be adherent. رابطوا. And then, واتقوا الله. And be wary of Allah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, that so that you may be felicitous. And we said that the kind of ribat, the kind of adhering to the imam spoken about in this verse, this is not a simple one. It entails great struggle. It entails great challenges. And it is a kind of ribat that transpires within the soul of all the human beings. And it is the very foundation of ribat in this world. Imam Baqir alayhi salam once asked Abu Abdullah al-Ju'fi, and he said, كَمِ الرِّبَاطُ عِنْدَكُمْ, how long is ribat and safeguarding the frontiers near you? Al-Ju'fi replied, أربعون, only 40 days. Thereupon, Imam alayhi salam said, لكن رباطنا رباط الدهر, our adherence, our ribat that we need, that we talk about, is for a long time. رباط الدهر, this means for the period of your lifetime. And commenting on this tradition, Allama Majlisi rahmatullah alayhi says, رِبَاطَنَا رِبَاطُ الدَّهْرِ يعني يجب على الشيعة أن يربطوا أنفسهم على طاعة إمام الحق. Our adherence is the adherence of a long time when Imam says, it is obligatory on the Shias to fasten themselves to the obedience of the true Imam and await his relief. وانتظار الفرج ويتهيئوا لنصرته. They should not despair, they should not lose hope, and they should continue maintaining the spirit of preparedness till the uprising of Imam al-Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. So Allama Majlisi says, when Imam says, رِبَاطُنَا رِبَاطُ الدَّهْرِ, it means that we should prepare ourselves for the obedience of the true Imam. We should prepare ourselves for his assistance.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, as we said, the ribat, true ribat, in the eyes of the Ahlul Bayt, according to these traditions, is ribat al-dahr. It is for a long period of time. In fact, the length of the inner ribat is also an advantage for the murabit, the one who adheres, because the more he resists the attacks of the alien forces, the stronger he becomes. In ethical terms, his state of being protective turns into a trait. It becomes a malaka of protectiveness. According to another tradition, one of the distinctions of Shias is that they are always murabitun in the way of Allah. A true Shia always adheres to the Imam of his time, regardless of the danger haunting him. In Kafi, Al-Kulayni narrates a tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who is reported to have said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى لَمَّا خَلَقَ نَبِيَّهُ وَوَصِيَّهُ. Indeed, when Allah, the Bountiful, the Exalted, created His Prophet, His Prophet's trustee, His daughter and His two sons, وَابْنَتَهُ وَابْنَيْهِ وَجَمِيعَ الْأَئِمَّةِ, and all the infallible Imams, and created their Shias, He made a covenant with them to be patient. أَخَذَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمِيثَاقِ أَنْ يَصْبِرُوا وَيُصَابِرُوا وَيُرَابِطُوا. To be patient, to stand firm and adhere, يُرَابِطُوا, to the way of Almighty Allah. وَأَنْ يَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, to be wary of Allah. وَوَعَدَهُمْ أَنْ يُسَلِّمَ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضَ الْمُبَارِكِ, and promised to entrust to them the blessed earth and safe sanctuary. So, the spirit of maintaining our identities as the bearers of true form of Islam should make us line up with the Imam of our time to stand against the enemies, to remain steadfast in this world. That's why we ask the Almighty Allah to grant us the opportunity to fight against the enemies. And we ask him in this part of Ziyaratul Ashura, أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. Thank you, dear listeners. We are done with this excerpt of Ziyaratul Ashura. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح